Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still dating man. Don't you be
Hello, thank you, and welcome. This is the Ready Church. I'm the guest host, Ayudando La Gente, and I will be talking about New Thought Bibles. We're going to be addressing some issues in regards to the NIV and some of the other Bibles that are out that are being used today. So we're going to start because the Bible says, in Revelation, the 22nd chapter in the 18th verse, and of course we are reading from the King James Version. And it says, for I testify unto you every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. The whole Bible is prophecy. The Bible is prophecy. The whole Bible is prophecy. It's prophetic. It was just not limited to what John was writing when he was writing on the Isle of Patmos, writing the Revelation. The whole Bible is prophetic. What is in there will come to pass. You can use all the scriptures that are in there will apply to, you know, life. So, you know, that scripture established that we're not to add and not to take away from the Bible, from this book. You know, a lot of things that have gone on is that the NIV Bible is published and copyright owned by Rupert Murdoch, and Murdoch is a large porn pimp. You know, he owns Zondervan and HarperCollins. Some of these Bibles, these new Bibles that are out, these modern Bibles that are out, are under this company, Zondervan. You can go on the site and you will find it under this company. Zondervan sold to it was sold to HarperCollins around 1988, but the previous year in 1987, the company that purchased Zondervan was purchased by Rupert Murdoch's company. So it is directly linked to, you know, Rupert Murdoch, the one I was talking about, who owns this company. He's the owner of Fox. He's the owner of a lot of networks. He, you know, owns this large adult, you know, company, you know, porn, and also children's books. So you got all this going on, and you also have him with this Bible called the NIV, the New International Version, which is one of the most widely used Bibles. And so you have a lot of people that, you know, coming up with time. They was like, you know, that this, you know, it's a new time, and, you know, there's new technology and new terminologies and different things. And, you know, knowledge has increased. So you have a lot of people that will, you know, that will be appeased to these types of Bibles that will come along. You know, the Bible, you know, is very specific, you know, in what it says. You know, we have like a microwave society, but it's imperative to meditate on the Word of God, you know, Psalms 119, 148 in the King James Bible, mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. So we're supposed to meditate on the word. There are going to be times that you're not going to understand everything. But the scripture, if you get to a King James Bible and you see that, you know, that they have references. You know, one scripture confirms the next. It, you know, it has the meaning of the next scripture. It's all there. It's all there. You have to stay and study and meditate on the Word of God. It might not come to you like that. You know, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, abradeth not, and it shall be given him. So that's James 1 and 5. So, God has a purpose for his word, and that when all these new Bibles come out, it is not for us to say, okay, I want to see a new printed version of some vernacular and some type of speech that we speak in of today, and I want to see that written out. It's going to break it down even more. You know, there the Westcott and Hort, who, you know, they'll do a lot of the new modern Bibles. They have done the Amplified Bible, and, you know, a lot of people might think or, you know, say that it's, you know, taking the Greek and the Hebrew and, you know, it's translating it into, you know, some way that we can understand. But, you know, we're to be mindful of God's word. In Revelation 22 and 18, it says not to add and not to take away from, you know, this book. You know, the Bible is a book. You know, we're not supposed to come up into time to say, okay, now there are new novelties and there's different stories, and you're reading the Bible without, you know, a purpose. You know, you're not obtaining what you're reading, and you're just, like, sitting there and, you know, you don't have your mind put on and set on the things of God. You got to... If you like that, you have to stay there and meditate on the Word of God, you know, because it's become a society wherein a lot of people like to want things quick, fast, and in a hurry. You pray to God, and you know he's not coming soon enough. He's not coming fast enough. You know, you can't hurry God. You got to wait. You got to wait. You got to wait. You know, you got to wait. You know, you got to wait upon the Lord. You know, there are several scriptures that, you know, confirm that we have to wait on the Lord. You know, we don't have to get weary. We don't have to faint. You know, God is coming in due season, in his time. You know, we just got to seek God and to trust and believe him. You know, you got to fast. You got to pray. You know, when Daniel was in the lion's den, he did not give up. You know, you're talking about a man who, you know, who just, you know, stood for what he believed in. You know, he was going to be persecuted, you know, for righteousness' sake, yes. But he did not give up. You know, he kept praying, you know, he would do what God had called him to do. He was still praying those three times a day. He was just... And his word, you know, and even when he was presented to him that that he was going to be put into the lion's den, you know, they could not find anything on him physically that was wrong or that he was doing wrong. So we're going to come against him for his belief. You know, we're going to come against the custom of what he is doing. You know, if he's in his word, you know, he's going to some outside source besides our system. You know, he's going to God. You know, he'll say 1 day's passed, 2 days passed, 3 days passed, a whole month passed. You know, we're just gonna persecute him. You know, so you know, he did not waver away from God in that circumstance. We're talking about a man who was pretty old, maybe about 80 years old. He was not deterred. He just kept on going. He kept on going. He went back and prayed. After he knows that what he's going to do, he goes back and pray. He's not going to forsake God, you know. Just like you can think about it in Job, he didn't forsake God, you know. Regardless to how foolish his wife was talking or anything, he was going to keep trusting God. Whatever you're going through, there's somebody out there that went through something worse than you. There's somebody out there that's been through more pain, more agony, experienced, you know, all different pressures of this life, and they're still holding on. It's time to just, still hold on and just, you know, forget about your problems for a minute. You know, just forget about them. And then when you get in that place that you forget about your problems, you focus on God, and he's going to come through. He's going to work things out, because in that time, you're not going to focus on your timing, but it's going to be in his timing. You're going to be just know that you have praised your way through, and your breakthrough has came. So, you know, we just thank God for the Bible, and, you know, for foundation. We thank God for foundation. We just can't remove the foundation. When you hear that said on Reddit Church, we don't want to move the foundation. What God has set in order, you know, we can't move the foundation. We cannot move it from out of this position. You know, all different, depending, not even different things that come along. If it's going to take you out of his presence, out of his true word, yes, the NIV and some of these other versions, the Amplified and all that, have some truth in them. Yes, they have some truth in them. And there's some scripture that somebody might quote and, you know, say, hey, I quoted that scripture, and that's right, and this and that. But there's different bits and pieces. Everybody, you know, many people might say, okay, the Bible is so big, you can't know all of what's in there verbatim and things like that. And others profess to be walking Bibles and different things like that. But, you know, the book is so large, you don't know everything that is there. So, if you just don't move the foundation and just stay sturdy. The Westcott and Hort, they don't believe in the literal hell. There's many statements. If you read the literacy, the article that is out by them, you will notice that they don't believe in the literal hell and, you know, purgatory. And these men were Catholic beliefs. You have to know who's behind it. The Lachman Foundation studied that, and, you know, it shouldn't take all of this, but, you know, when we present the word, it's for you, for anybody to accept it. We're not mandating or telling you that you have to do it. God tells you that he would rather choose life, and it's your choice, anybody's choice of what they will do, but we just want to keep continuing in the word of God, you know. And I would just like to just thank everybody that, you know, that comes and that listens to the Ready Church, you know, all around, and, you know, any of the listeners, and the, you know, even the Spanish listeners or anybody, you know, le damos la bienvenidos a nuestra visita aquí, a Ready Church, and I would just like to say that, you know, we just thank you for being here, and maybe on some other episode or some other blog talk, I can talk to our Spanish audience for a blog talk. But, you know, I'm just going to turn it over to Sister Johnson. She has some things to say.
Thank you, Jesus. It's just a blessing to be here at the Ready Church. And I thank God thus far for our host tonight. And I thank God for the word of God most of all, because God said in his word, he says, Jesus said that I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So God's word does not change on tonight. And we just thank God that the word of God tells us that, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. The word of God is not going to change, but God's word will change you. I'm a firm believer on that because when I came to the Lord, you know, from doing the drugs and the drug addiction, you know, I know tonight that God is a mind regulator. And I thank God that it was through the King James Version of the Bible that I formed a personal relationship with the Lord. So if you ask God tonight to regulate your mind and to give you an understanding of God's word, God will do just that. He will open up your understanding so that you can have a personal relationship with him through his word. That is the only way that you're going to have a relationship with him. It didn't take the NIV and all these other versions of the Bible. It just took one version. And if God doesn't change, his word should not be changing. Like he said earlier, we should not be adding to or taking away from the word of God. His word is so plain that even a child could understand the word of God. That's how he made the word. He made it plain enough so even a child would be able to understand God's word on tonight. So I, too, just thank God for the Ready Church and what we're standing for. You know, he told us to cry loud and to spare not and to lift up our voices like a trumpet to warn you of impending danger that the soon coming king is soon to come and his name is Jesus. He told us to warn you that he is coming and he is coming, and no matter how they try to change God's word, it doesn't change the fact that Jesus is still coming. Will you be ready when he comes? Will your soul be ready when Jesus comes? He is coming. So it's time for us as the body of Christ to get our house in order on tonight. Is your house in order? Do you have a dirty house on tonight? Is your temple dirty on tonight? It's time for you to get your house in order. Cleanse your life tonight through the blood of Jesus Christ. We just thank God. We are here to warn you and to make God's people alert of what's going on out here in this world on today. So I just thank God for being here and being able to hear a word. We're going to turn it back over to our host.
Thinking like when I said that, like, you know, the Bible is so large, and if you're reading these other versions of modern Bibles, you know, there are bits and pieces that are in there that, you know, that you won't be able to detect when it's off because you become engulfed in it and you base your life on it. You know, when we read a version of the Bible, when we reading the, you know, the King James Bible, we're basing our lives off of it. You know, so, you know, there, you know, it's like having, you know, a something that, you know, that this might be like 98% good, and then the poison is in some part of it that you don't know where it's located, and you can't find it because most of it's good, but, you know, and, you know, and you wind up just eating it, you know, and absorbing it, and then, you know, you're out of here, you know, so, you know, you're out of the will of God. If you eat the poison and you know, accept that poison, you know, that's not what God has for you. So we want to be alert. You know, there are certain people that don't know, and, you know, and God is merciful for that. And when the truth has been brought to you, it's what you do with the truth, and it's ultimately, you know, anybody who's listening, it's your choice of, you know, what you would do with the information. So we have, you know, there's different, you know, things that, you know, these men believe. Westcott and Hort, they have a lot of strange beliefs. They were raised in Catholicism, so the Catholic Church. So, you know, they deny, you know, what happened in the Garden of Eden. This is one statement that was said by one of these men, you know, Westcott and Hort, these two colleagues that got together, these two men that, you know, were somewhat a lot, well, a lot of people today like says, okay, surely we have to believe what this theologian says, or surely we have to believe what person said. You know, they went to the college and they, you know, they have a theology degree. They, you know, they mastered all of that. You know, so we're going to believe that over somebody that has been in the Word. Oh, they've been in that same Bible 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You know, they're not intelligent like this person that went to school. So, you know, surely that person must be right. And that's what is going on in Paula White's church. 25,000 people, 10,000 people, on, you know, and, you know, some of these other large ministries like that that are teaching, you know, error. Some are teaching truth, but many of them, the ones that you're seeing, they are being teaching false doctrine. And, you know, and a lot of people say, surely they must know what's right. You know, those people over there don't know, you know, because they have a large, you know, amount of people. They, you know, they have a large congregation. So, you know, you're seeing different things coming about. Even they ask the kids on the mega fest. You know, you want to go to a mega church, or you want to go to something small. You know, they're building that upon what people accept, even with the NIV. What are people reading? The NIV and some of these other ones, the Amplified and a lot of those, they are reading those, and they're, you know, they're saying, okay, it's more less people reading the King James, so let's go with what everybody else is doing. But is that right? No, it's not. So, you know, it's time to get in line with the Word of God. You know, and when we get in line with the Word of God, all the way, you know, we see change in our lives. You know, God is going to, you know, do just what he said. We just stand on his Word, and we believe him all the way.
Thank you, God. I would just like to add, as he was talking about, so many people are reading the NIV Bible. What does the Word of God tell us about the wide road that leads to destruction and on the narrow road that leads to life? So I'm going to stay on the narrow road. And where there's a crowd, I don't want to be. I want to be where the cloud is tonight. And I want to be in the will of God. And the will of God is the Word of God, which is the King James Version of the Bible. So I just thank God. In Hebrews 13:9, it says, be not cared about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. How is your heart going to be established with grace from reading these other versions of the Bible tonight? The grace of God comes through Jesus Christ. And in a lot of these versions, they're not even mentioning the name of Jesus Christ. So I just thank God tonight. It says, be not established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. So we just thank God on tonight for the word and for all the information that has been shared with you. I pray that you are taking in what is being said tonight. I pray that God deals with your heart on tonight, because it's only God that can deal with the heart of man. But I thank God it's through the grace of God that we're all here tonight, and it's through hearing the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. How else is your faith is going to be built up? It's only you hear the gospel of Jesus Christ on tonight. It's not the NIV, it's not the NLT, it's not none of these other versions. Anything that's not speaking about the gospel of Jesus Christ and why Jesus came and why he died, then that's not the version of the Bible that you need to be reading about, because they're taking it out, they're added to, and they're taking away the things that you need to live. So you need to get rid of those Bibles, throw them in the trash tonight, and get you a King James Version.
That's true, you know, because if, you know, if there's a Bible that you have that is not right, no, you don't have to be ashamed to get rid of it. No, you don't have to be ashamed to throw it in the trash. If it's not of God, then it's, you know, it's of the devil. And we just got to speak the truth, you know. So these men, their doctrine is even plagued in regards of hell, you know. We got to stand on what the word says. If the word of God that we're reading, King James, if it's, you know, it describes hell, you know, and it tells you about, you know, how it's going to be. It tells you these things, and it lets you know that you're going to burn if you go there. You got to give it to them the way that it is. You're going to burn, you know. So, you know, it's telling you that you're going to, you know, be in a bottomless pit. If it tells you, you know, what the Bible is telling you, the lake of fire, you know, the worms die not, you know, the Westcott and Hork was saying that, this is from Westcott, it says, hell is not the place of punishment of the guilty, it's the common abode of departed spirits. We have no sure knowledge of the future punishment, the word eternal, as far as meaning.
Thank you, Jesus. We would like to read a scripture in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. It says, thus saith the Lord, stand you in the ways and see, and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. You're wondering why you don't have any rest tonight, no peace in your mind, no joy in your heart. Maybe you're walking in the wrong path tonight. Maybe you're walking in the path of the ungodly tonight. But we want to get you back on the path of righteousness on tonight, according to the word of God. But they said, we will not walk therein. Don't want to obey what the word of God is telling you on tonight. There is obedience. There is a blessing when you obey, and there are also curses when you don't obey the word of God. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. Who's watching over you? What kind of watchman do you have tonight? Do you have one that's slumbering and sleeping, or do you have one that's really watching for your soul, that's really concerned about where you're going to spend eternity? Because hell is real. Whether they're telling you that it's not, it is real according to the word of God. It says, also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet, but they said, we will not hearken. And that is exactly what they're saying in the church. These so-called leaders are supposed to be watching for your soul tonight, because you know what? They have to give an account for you. For every soul, all these mega churches, Paula White, T.D. Jakes, you all have to give an account according to the word of God in Hebrews. So you should be watching for these people's souls on tonight. It shouldn't be about money. It should be about souls, because there's a lot of souls sitting up in these churches, and you're not giving them the word of God, which is a shame on tonight. God sets you over these people to care for them, to watch for them, to tell them the truth, and yet you're giving them lies.
We thank you for you know, listening, and we just hope that you continue to stay tuned, and we're just going to have prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, we glorify you, we thank you for this law talk, God. We pray that every listener would take heed to the word of God, Lord, that we would give up what we're supposed to give up, God, that we would surrender to you all the way, trusting you with all of our hearts, and lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. We thank you for your holy word, God. We thank you for the King James Bible. We thank you, Lord, for your word, God. We thank you. We just praise you, and we glorify you, God. We just pray that everyone that has an ear would hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church.